Wisconsin has elected a new Supreme Court justice. It was a race that had a national spotlight, and the election results showed the energy was on the Democratic side. It's Wednesday, April 5th. This is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up, Sean Johnson on Liberal candidate Janet Protasiewicz's Supreme Court victory, Joe Schultz on the re-election of progressive mayors around the state, and more news from Wisconsin's election night. Stay with us.
You know you can count on WPR for news that's important, music that makes your day better, and conversations that make you think. We hope you'll make a financial contribution to support the radio service you rely on, and in fact, we count on it. The single largest portion of our budget comes from listener support. If you're not a member yet, make a gift of any amount today at WPR.org. Thank you.
Judge Janet Protasiewicz has won election to the Wisconsin Supreme Court with a lopsided defeat of former Justice Dan Kelly. As Sean Johnson reports, the win will flip the court's majority from conservative to liberal for the first time in 15 years.
Supporters cheered and danced as Protasiewicz took the stage to give her speech from the ballroom of a downtown Milwaukee hotel. Protasiewicz ran a campaign where she emphasized her personal beliefs, including her support for abortion rights. She said in her speech that her win meant the state could live up to its motto of forward.
Our state is taking a step forward to a better and brighter future where our rights and freedoms will be protected.
At one point, Protasiewicz was joined on stage by the three liberal justices she'll soon join on the court. Protasiewicz takes office on August 1st for a term that runs until 2033. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Dan Kelly had sharp words for Janet Protasiewicz in his concession speech. He told supporters at a results watch party in Green Lake that instead of the rule of law, voters had instead chosen the, quote, rule of Janet.
And so I respect the decision that the people of Wisconsin have made. But I think this does not end well.
Kelly also decried the tone of the race. He called the Protasiewicz campaign deceitful and dishonorable. Kelly previously lost a bid to keep his appointed seat on the Supreme Court in 2020. Conservatives appear to have scored a key win Tuesday, narrowly holding Wisconsin's 8th Senate District. Although the race was not officially called, after midnight, Republican Dan Knodel told supporters he was declaring victory in a statement captured by WISN 12 News.
Some numbers that still have to be officially filed, but those numbers are in my favor out of Lisbon, so we're in good shape and we have a victory.
Knodel was ahead of Democrat Jody Habish-Sinikin by a margin of less than 1%. The district in Milwaukee's suburbs has traditionally been a Republican stronghold. Habish-Sinikin's campaign said she would release a statement Wednesday morning. Knodel's win would give the GOP a two-thirds majority in the Senate. They would then have the power to impeach state officials without Democratic votes. Eric Genrich will serve a second term as Green Bay's mayor. As Joe Schultz reports, Genrich wasn't the only incumbent to get reelected on Tuesday night.
Genrich defeated Brown County Administration Director Chad Weininger after a contentious campaign. Genrich received about 53% of the vote. The race was officially nonpartisan, but both candidates previously served in the state assembly. Genrich as a Democrat, Weininger as a Republican. Genrich says his reelection allows the city to continue making progress on sustainability and inclusivity.
So I've taken maybe a broader approach to politics than some people are familiar with or comfortable with here in the city of Green Bay, but that's because it's that important.
But he may have his work cut out for him, because 9 of 12 city council members endorsed his opponent on the eve of the election. Genrich's victory came as progressive mayors in Madison and Racine also won reelection bids. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Voters okayed three statewide referendums on Tuesday's ballot. That includes two ballot proposals that expand the criteria judges are told to consider when setting conditions for releasing a defendant from jail before trial. Judges will be permitted to consider someone's past violent convictions when setting cash bail. Supporters say adding that language to the state's constitution will help keep the public safe. But critics say they're worried the amendments would increase the number of people stuck in jail before trial, while furthering inequalities between the rich and the poor. On a third ballot question, voters on Tuesday agreed overwhelmingly that able-bodied adults should be required to look for work as a condition for receiving public benefits. That welfare-related question was non-binding and will not change Wisconsin policies. And finally, the Washington County Board of Supervisors will vote next week on a proposal to merge its two-year UW System campus with Moraine Park Technical College. Rich Kramer has more.
Enrollment at UW-Milwaukee at Washington County has fallen by 70% over the past 12 years, and the UW System will close another two-year UW campus in Richland Center this summer. With those stakes in mind, a Washington County task force is recommending a merger to create a unified community college owned and managed by Moraine Park Technical College. Washington County Executive Josh Schoeman says they're trying to be proactive with ideas rather than waiting for answers from the UW.
The bottom line is we've got to get this solution up and running sooner rather than later because we know that demography does mean destiny.
Such a merger would require approvals from the state legislature, UW Regents, and the Wisconsin Technical College System Board. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And that'll do it. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers are John Davis and Rob Metzer. You can catch us wherever you get your podcasts every weekday morning. And don't forget, leave us a review and let us know how we're doing. And don't forget to subscribe as well. You can find more election coverage at WPR.org. You can find more news there anytime. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.